New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates, all that good stuff, comebacks, I guess is what we usually talk about. What else, Haley? Just random stuff, all related to K-pop.
Why do you sound like a robot?
Because I am now a robot. I am Joko Robot. So we have a lot of things going on. We usually start with comebacks, then we go on and talk about a lot of different K-pop news throughout the week, and it doesn't sound like it would be a lot because it's just, oh, it's only been a week since we last talked to you, but no, it's a lot. There's always just so much stuff. We're going to talk about K-Con, right? Some thoughts on that, what's going on. So we're going to talk about some ITZY because we did watch ITZY also just last night before this recording. Mm-hmm. We have some NewJeans, aespa talk. We have a decent amount of stuff, yeah. aespa, NewJeans.
B.A.P.?
B.A.P. What? Those are for the OGs. People mm-hmm. are going to be like, who and what is B.A.P.? Haley, what is that?
I will educate you. It's Best Absolute Perfect.
And they're a K-pop group from Gen 2.
Yes.
Is it Gen 2?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about B-Lift, of course, with Eyelet. There's some stuff going on there. Oh, when, you know, Hybe just always somehow making the news. Hanabang. If you're not familiar with Hanabang, the artist, you should know if you're a stay, right?
Wait, I'm going back to VAP. Are they second? No, they're third gen with BTS.
Oh, they're third gen. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah, because okay. they were around the same time as BTS.
Oh, interesting. Yes. Oh, so they're not mm-hmm. even... Okay, mm-hmm. interesting. So rewind that back. But of course, we're going to talk about BTS. Mm-hmm. We got some big BTS stuff going on.
Gintastic.
Oh, spoiler. We got some Stray Kids stuff also going on. And I think that's pretty much it because we'll be talking a good amount of stuff in the beginning. And don't forget to hit that notification bell, follow, like, subscribe, do all that good stuff to help us out wherever you're tuning in. We are pretty much available on almost all podcast streaming platforms. So wherever you're tuning in, give us a lot of love and help us out there. Let's start, Haley, because I think we should get started. We got some stuff to talk about. Okay, let's do it. Comebacks. Go ahead. What are you saying?
I say yo.
Okay. I'm sorry for asking. June 14, let's see, Nayeon, of course, is going to have her second mini album solo, mm-hmm. right? Is it Na or
Na?
Na,
na, na, na.
Either way, it's coming up. By the time this podcast comes out, you'll probably have seen the video, have listened to her song already.
Right, she's been dropping a lot of concept photos and teasers. Videos.
Oh, man.
Honestly, like in a lot of her concept photos, she looks like a gyaru. I really, really like her styling.
What is a gyaru?
Gyaru is basically gal in Japanese, and it's just like a fashion style.
Is that why XG is called X Gal X? Is it gyaru?
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't think about that till now.
Maybe.
Also, I didn't put XG on, but mm-hmm. Let me put a note right now because we will talk about XG as well in a little bit. Haley, what about the Nayeon stuff? Did you notice?
What do you mean? Oh, on the teaser. So they actually, she actually recorded here in the back lots of freaking Universal, of course, because that's where everyone seems to record their music videos.
Yeah, Universal Studios. It was noticeable. It was so easy. It's like that when we used to have annual passes for Universal Studios Hollywood, it like we would go fairly often because it conveniently is located probably like 20 minutes from our house, right?
Yeah.
A drive. Mm-hmm. And of course, we went on the world famous
studio tour.
Mm-hmm. And we've driven through that quote unquote New York City
right.
lot plenty of times. So I was like, as soon as I saw the teaser, I was like, oh shit, that was here.
She was
definitely filming here. She has some video on top of random buildings in LA, probably when they're dancing, possibly in the music videos.
Probably.
Just like every other K-pop mm-hmm. artist that films in LA, right?
Everyone loves LA.
They love filming in like the ghettoest area.
Oh.
let's see. Well, aside from the lot, when they're not right. on the lot, mm-hmm. it's usually ghetto areas or like really random ass areas. Mm-hmm. Like IU, like filmed like 15 minutes from our house,
right?
At some random
that's
ass
not
like
ghetto.
Well, no, but it's like some random, right? It's random as
it
hell.
It's
like some random like
Boy
church
next door.
Northridge Mall.
That's not ghetto.
That's random, though.
It like, is random.
And they went to Walmart in Burbank. And that's not ghetto, but that's random, too. Like, because that's like one of the nicer Walmarts also in the mm-hmm. valley. That would have been ghetto and random if they did Panorama City Walmart. If you know, you know. If you know, you don't want to know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's continue comebacks. June 17th, we got Wanwoo and Jonghan, of course, from mm-hmm. 17. So Carrots. Have been probably waiting for this.
Right.
Their first single album called This Man. I don't know anything about it except the title that we've been always talking about.
Me neither.
Mm-mm. I'm so curious.
You're going to be surprised.
Haley, what did you tell me earlier, too?
Oh, so 17 is also planned to have a comeback in the fourth quarter of this year, which is usually around October, November, December.
So start saving carrots, right? Because you know what that means.
Comeback means world tour.
World tour. That
usually.
Most likely is going to be, I feel like.
Before they leave for
2025
the military.
Is going to be horrible on our wallets, bank accounts,
but
credit cards, everything.
Every year.
We'll be getting fed. I feel like this one has been more tamed. I feel like next year, like, look, we have 17. I know Aespa's scheduled for next year. Hopefully, NewJeans still follows through.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I mean,
Stray Kids will still be ongoing from the tour starting this year and like pushing it till next year, so I don't have to see them again next year.
Oh man! Or are we gonna do a whole tour again where we follow them to Seattle everything?
No, can't do that anymore.
Let's see. Rise, Haley. Maybe you should talk about it.
Yeah. So Rise is going to release their title track "Boom Boom Bass." And their album, their first mini album, Rising. I'm really excited. I keep seeing concept photos and teasers, and it looks really, really good. We both really enjoy their music a lot. So I'm excited that they're actually having their first mini album, because since up until this point, it's just been like solo tracks. And I'm like, come on, you need to put out an album.
It's usually just singles. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm still, whenever I hear Impossible, it's like you can't help but like, either nod
it's
your head or
such a good song.
Start running around in place kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when you said Boom Boom Bass, I was like thinking of this song called Boom Boom Dollar.
Oh.
You know that song?
No.
You don't know Boom Boom Dollar?
No.
This is for all the DDR fans from the OG Dance
Maybe
Revolution
if I heard
fans.
It.
Let's see. Also on June 17th is NewJeans. They're going to be releasing their Japan single called Right Now. It's the actual mm-hmm. music video release. June 18th. Kwon Yunbi is going to have her second single album called Sabotage. I wonder if we will get her. I'm hoping. I think a lot of us are banking we're going to get her Water Bomb.
Mm-hmm.
LA. No announcements, nothing yet.
It's too soon.
We're all just waiting, right?
It's too early.
We just finally got everything for KCON. Mm-hmm. The same freaking week that we get all the info is when the tickets come out.
Right,
as usual, if not worse this year.
I feel
year.
Like we're used to it.
And that's not a good thing. June 20 is Epic High's comeback, or it's their mixtape, right?
Mm-hmm.
Called Pump. Mm-hmm. So excited about that. Of course, their marketing guru genius has been at it.
Of course, Tableau. He even used
Haikyuu. All our fellow weebs right there.
Amazing.
He's been doing a lot of random ass memes, so it's perfect. You
I
really
feel like
know.
He's been using a lot of Spider-Man.
It's a lot
Tobey Maguire.
He's been on it. As long as you know he's posting memes, that means an Epic High release is coming up.
Right.
June 24th. I wonder how many features they would have. They haven't announced everything,
No, they
right?
haven't. I haven't looked.
I always wondered. Remember, like, he was working on something with Stray Kids. Is it going to be on Stray Kids album?
I think it's Stray Kids featuring Tablo.
Oh, okay. Man, they should have. He should have had, like, Three Racha featured or some shit.
We don't know.
We'll find out. Unless he released or he dropped something or some. Maybe he did, but we didn't catch it. I don't know. June 21st, New Jeans.
Again.
A part of their Japanese debut. It's going to be their double single title track, Supernatural, and the B-side is... So right now is the B-side.
Mm.
So, I mean, I think that's the official full release of the album that they're going to be dropping.
For the
Japanese debut, remember?
Mm-hmm. Right now, music video is releasing June 17th.
Yeah, it's earlier. So, like, you know,
so
how, like, sometimes
the
they have...
B-side track?
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Okay. It's a B-side track. So, I guess the title is supposed to be Supernatural.
Okay.
And also, New Jeans has a collab right now, if you have not seen or noticed it. If you play PUBG, I think it's PUBG Mobile. I'm not too sure. Don't quote me. But I know it's PUBG in general. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not even mobile, but... people have been posting. It's like it's from the OMG Live era, like
the one with the bunny.
Yeah,
the very very colorful bunny hat,
the pink, the iconic
angel
pink
hats.
Bunny hat mm-hmm. that Hani has. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the angel beanies and everything. So that's going on in PUBG. So if you're playing, you could shoot and kill people as Hani and then dance OMG right after.
Yeah, and it actually looks like them because like I've seen a lot of the ones from like I think it's Fortnite. Where they have skins and it doesn't even look like the freaking characters.
No, these skins look good.
These skins look good.
Yeah, they look really good. They're really, really good. Yeah, I've been seeing some and I'm quite impressed, actually. Also, let's see. Okay, so that's pretty much it for like the comebacks that are coming up in the next like week or so.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to put a note here that Lisa, of course, La Lisa, Blackpink, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our girl has put out on her official website that you can... actually pre-save on mm-hmm. I think Spotify and Apple Music, so there's no actual date, but for her solo comeback, so it's coming up soon. Her mm-hmm. and then I'm pretty sure Jenny has something mm-hmm. Lined up. We don't know any specifics,
right,
but brace yourselves.
Us like a broad spectrum of months that they could have a comeback.
You never know. You have from June till December.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. I think, oh, also before we get into KCON, XG
mm-hmm. yes,
they just dropped their tickets. Well, they had like a world tour. I don't even know. Did we talk about it last week? I think we did.
Yeah, one of the weeks.
So the tickets finally dropped. We were able to get some. We just got a little bit. We got further back. You know, we're not going like full on barricade.
No, we don't need it for them.
But
want to hear their music. I don't need interactions with them.
Yeah, exactly.
At
this point. And then we've been enjoying their comeback a lot too. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to seeing them. They're at Peacock and I got to vent again for AXS. We vent and we complain about Ticketmaster so much, but that's mostly because of the damn official platinums.
You're right.
Which AXS or AXS does too sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they had it this time. I didn't see much.
I did.
For XG? I saw resales. Resales are different.
Okay. That's, no, but they've had it before. I think they had it for Rise.
No, we've seen it. Yeah, but I don't think I saw it for XG this time is what I'm saying. And... the thing is, when I bought tickets and I got the cheapest, but at like the best spot for the mm-hmm. cheapest, like around there. After I bought it, it's like it's so annoying because they just dropped a bunch of new tickets right after.
Right.
And
it was like in these weird random lines.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck kind of pattern? Doing? Like, what are they even thinking? Like, I don't
understand.
Why
are they holding it?
They're like, because like it was almost all sold out when I got in, and I did the TikTok presale thanks to one of our friends that. I didn't even realize they had it and they had the code.
Yeah.
So Rocky sent that to me. And then when I got in, it looked like it was like almost sold out. And then all of a sudden after I checked out and I refreshed Haley's computer to see, because we both got in at around nearly the same time. Mm-hmm. I refreshed hers because I was curious like if there was anything else because they were kind of running out fast. And then freaking like all this shit dropped.
Right.
Like it's all in the front, like
it's
closer
like we
section.
Wouldn't have gotten it anyway because it's more expensive.
Yeah, those are like double what we got. But I was just like, my God, how annoying is that? Hate when that happens. But
I mean, I hope it went to fans. I wanted to see them close.
Yeah, because people. Okay, so resellers were able to put their tickets as soon as they bought it on sale already,
so
which is
stupid.
So dumb.
Oh,
so I'm hoping no fans bought the resale tickets
right.
because there was like. A lot. There's tons of tickets still.
I think there's still another pre-sale tomorrow and then the general sale.
Then the general one. Yeah,
so there's still a bunch. They have like a lot of pre-sale tiers, I guess.
So that's what's going on. I'm excited for XG. One of our friends that we were surprised kind of is really enjoying XG. He thought they were like really cool too. Mm-hmm. Like, so actually, the music is good.
Right. It's very different.
And it's like, if you're into like hip hop and all that stuff, like it sounds awesome. Plus it's all in English. Like, yes. Oh shit, I can understand everything.
I can sing along.
But like, Woke Up goes so hard. Mm-hmm. Damn, that song is so badass. Like they're bad. Like the group themselves is super badass. Let's see. I think, Haley, you ready to talk about it?
KCON! Oh, let's KCON!
There you go.
Yes, I'm ready. What do you
okay,
want to
go.
Say?
Okay, go. I don't
Why
know.
Just me?
Well, we can talk about it. Okay, I thought I would just lead you on, and then you could talk about it.
So the final lineup was finally revealed, like, legit, maybe a day. Oh, no, the day that it actually, like, for general sales, the final, like, the complete lineup.
And the thing is, we thought there was going to be more, but technically, we kind of had the full lineup. We were just...
Yeah, for our pre-sale, we did.
We kind of did. We're just missing one.
Kind of guessed. Because I was like, because for the clues and stuff, there's a chair. And I was pretty sure that one is for NCT 127. And it wasn't announced. Like, during our pre-sale, which was like 3 days before the general sales, they never said anything.
And we were already thinking, the lineup, honestly, was already weak. Compared to last year, you have to be honest. Like this lineup
That's
so far,
subjective. I think
no. Well, in terms of global like
right.
popularity, it's not subjective. This is definitely a weaker lineup.
Oh, I guess because there's no Stray Kids, there's no ATs, but
like G Idol, ITZY. We're talking. It's a lot. It's all mm-hmm. compared to like the you know these are a lot more like newer groups. We got a lot of good Gen 5 groups. I'm not saying they're bad,
but I have to say though to like rebuttal you.
Go ahead.
KCON is about the rookies and the not well known groups, and that's how it started off as. And they'll always have like maybe a couple of groups that are bigger and well known to like grab other people's attention, of course, to like bring them in. But then it's all about promoting those newer groups that don't have a lot of fans yet. And that's what KCON is all about. And I feel like that's why, because now we're like in the fifth gen, of course, now like the leaders of K-pop that KCON would be bringing is like around like fourth gen kind of. But I mean, they didn't have anyone really. I mean, except for like ENHYPEN, I guess. But people were still not happy about that, which I'm really surprised. I was like, who the hell do you guys want? Like, do you want BTS?
They were, because, okay, I'm going to rebuttal you too.
Okay.
The KCON spoiled the shit out of everyone the past 2 years. So yeah. Expectations were blown out of proportion.
I guess.
To be honest. You guess. No, it was blown out of proportion. Yeah. Like, that's what people were expecting. If you, like, if you bring the expectations so high the past 2 years and then, like, drop something like this, it's, they're too used to it in the past 2 years, especially, a lot of new K-pop, fans and listeners. So, for right. them, they're kind of like, what the fuck happened?
Well, don't go then.
Well, like, it makes more sense. Yeah.
Go, just that's, don't honestly, go. That's I don't care best. If they come or go. I mean, what's important is that we're going and then...
We're seeing the groups we want to see.
Exactly. I mean...
But then that's what I'm saying. It works... but I'm not saying it's a good or a bad thing. Because no. It works... Actually, it's a positive thing in our benefit.
Right.
For us. For like... For Haley's goals. Her all...
Especially
all her
for
Gen,
me.
All her Gen 5 groups, she's getting fed. She's yeah. freaking... She's bloated as fuck right now because of all the...
That's why I'm very, very, like, biased for this lineup. Because, like, if I wasn't into any of those fifth-gen groups, then I'd be like, okay, cool. But then at the same time, maybe not, because I love Taemin. Like, I want to see him again. Like, he barely ever comes here. And he's coming back this year. And then I didn't get to see ENHYPEN this year. I, like, passed on their concert. And then now they're coming to KCON. So I'm happy about that, too, because I get to see them
right.
this year when
no,
I wasn't...
Of course.
You know, so...
No, of course. Like, that's why it works to your benefit. And I feel like I said, it's mostly the expectations I feel like were blown out of proportion.
Right. I know a lot of people were upset. I've seen it all in the comments. They're complaining, like, this lineup is so weak. It sucks. KCON, you suck. Like, do better. And I'm just here, like, I'm good. Like,
KCON is doing what they're doing, yeah, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But then, like, it is, when I say it's weak, you have, in terms of global popularity, like,
of course,
you know, it is. It's a good thing they dropped NCT 127.
Because now that, like, brought them higher again. Because there's like, so many fans for NCT 127. Of course. So, like, but then they're all mad too because they're like, you should have just led with this. Like, now we have to, like,
that's okay.
Book
that's
our flights
okay. Let's
and everything.
Go. If you want to complain about King Kong, let's talk about, let's complain King about
Kong.
That. Sorry. If we want to talk about
KCON.
Thinking of who just released Treasure. The KCON Treasure. Yeah. They're not even at KCON. But KCON, if you want to complain about them, like, it sucks for all these fans that need to, you know, travel.
Right.
On an airplane. Like, even domestically. It's,
yeah,
like, sucks.
It just gets more expensive.
Because they have to, instead of planning for it, now they have to, like, already, like, buy the tickets, then get, like, the tickets, not just for the KCON, like,
right, they have events. To get hotels, they have to
you
get
have to
flights.
Book everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to book all this stuff. A lot of times, you know, usually you want to kind of have an idea for, like, to prepare for all this stuff. Especially because, like, especially when it gets closer to the date, everything is more expensive mm-hmm. already. So that's why it sucks. It even sucks more for people who are, like, on the fence and then, like, oh shit, now you're telling us that NCT is going to be there.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of green light sticks for sure.
Of course. I feel like it's been like that every year because I always have a subunit for NCT there. Honestly, like, it doesn't matter. There is always going to be those green light sticks.
But like you said, people are excited about, you know, like, seeing Taemin. Taemin's there again. The thing is, too, God. Want to talk about that really quick?
Right. So, like, I wasn't into first-gen K-pop, but then, of course, G.O.D. is very well known and, like,
but,
people know them.
Well, aside
but then
from
when
that,
they,
the confusion that you
right,
had. You
I
were
had
confused
because,
as fuck.
Well, yeah, because, like, God, the K-pop group, is spelt, like, G.O.D., but then KCON just put it as God, so I was like, is it the first gen group? Because, like, I'm not too sure. But it is. And then it was confirmed by one of the singers because he was actually, like, commenting on people's replies on their, like, KCON post. Then he's like, yep, we're coming, see you there, kind of thing. And of course, like, there's a lot of first gen fans who are very, very excited to see God perform. Some of the GIFs were very funny because people were just posting Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly. That was pretty funny.
They're like, oh my God, God is coming to KCON? Yes. And then post Jesus. So I'm like, okay, that's good.
But, like, it's kind of going back to what you were saying. Like, yeah, like, it's weak in terms of, like, more well-known groups right now. But then this is a pretty interesting lineup.
It is.
For, like, a lot of, like, OG, like, K-pop fans and just in
newer
general, right?
Fans, new, yeah.
It's an interesting lineup, to be honest. It's, like, strong in a different way.
Well, like, NMIX, John Somi is going.
I don't know. We finally get to see Somi. Hopefully, there's no visa problems this time.
I hope not.
Throwing shade at
they
camp.
No,
she should be good.
She'll be good. She's also a host.
Oh, yeah.
Which we wanted.
It's
we were
cool.
Like, please let John Somi host KCON 1 year. And here she is.
And
she's
then,
here.
So you want to talk about the differences? It seems like there's a lot going on compared to last year. Like, in terms of, like, they changed up a few things.
Right.
Meet and greet, this new KCON stage.
Yeah. So I feel like there's been, like, a lot of confusion. Because, like, because I initially thought, like, KCON stage was going to be that small stage that they have in the convention every year. But KCON did kind of confirm that it's not, and it's something bigger and better,
and
quote
you,
unquote.
If you're not familiar, if you went last year, basically that whole area, which is called, like, the West Hall.
Yeah.
It's not even going to be in it. So they're not using that
Thank
whole space.
God, because
which is
that's
where everything
so
was.
Small.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. They're going back to where it should have been. Like, every year it's been in the South Hall.
Yes.
If you go Anime Expo, this is the main, like, exhibit hall.
It's huge.
It's the huge area. But the interesting thing is they're splitting it. The meet and greet is in the same area in South Hall as KCON stage.
Right.
But it's going to be, like, its own, like, mini concerts and, like, gatherings. It's different this year. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then the thing is, like, they don't actually have a convention ticket this year, and this is the first year that it's been like that. And then thinking about it, it kind of makes sense because, like, when they have, okay, let me just talk about KCON stage. So what I've seen from, like, the Japanese KCON, because they did a whole recap video on it, and I think LA's KCON is gonna mirror that. Maybe not, like, it's not gonna be super huge like the venue itself for KCON stage, but, like, you can see a lot of the artists, and they have the whole list there on KCON, like, who's going to be performing for KCON stage. But basically, just, like, a little snippet of it because I watched Boy Next Door's one, and they basically said that they perform 6 songs on cake on stage. So this is during the day. This is not the nighttime concert. The nighttime concert is the M Countdown at Crypto. So they said they perform 6 for cake on stage during the day, and then for the actual concert at night, it was only 2 songs. And I think it's because they're like more so a quote-unquote newer K-pop group, so they didn't get as much songs for the main concert. But then for like the smaller groups, it's good for them to do cake on stage because then we can see them perform more songs during that time. And that's probably why they don't have a convention ticket, because you're basically getting a small concert during the day as well as night.
Yeah, so there's an actual convention going on. There's like even an outdoor thing too, like yeah, they didn't really utilize it last year. Mm-hmm. I like it that they don't have it. I know so many people in the comments were complaining about like not having a separate convention ticket. Mm-hmm. Like I think it was like $50 or something last year, but it's like, yeah, like if you can just at least, I think the cheapest thing you could buy is like a meet and greet. It'll come with any ticket that you buy comes with the convention.
Yeah.
The thing is, because of how like it's like Haley was saying, it's like a mini concert KCON stage, not to mention she didn't even talk about the meet and greet stage, which is also like another thing that she said she'll talk about but then it's kind of like there's so much going on that you can get by going to the convention itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, that's why they kind of have to charge more for
it.
Because you're gonna, if you're able to go to the convention for 3 days for $50.
Oh, hell no.
Like that's, they're gonna lose a lot of money. Yeah. Plus it's gonna overcrowd.
It's gonna be
the
too
whole,
crowded.
It's gonna overcrowd like the whole venue. Like it's gonna be horrible.
Right.
Because Anime Expo for 3 days is already $185. So think about it, $50 for a convention for like 3 days.
Exactly.
That would be ridiculous. Plus you're getting concerts. Like it's not just like a convention. It's like there's way more to it than that, because not only is there these stages that they threw in the line, like if you're following KCON and you see all these different stages, in addition to that, they also have special events going on during the convention where you can still see them perform. So it's like you have so many multiple concerts, mini concerts going on throughout the convention.
Yeah, so like a lot of the idols, they visit the booths and then they have like this random dance play stage where the idols just do like random dances or like interact with the fans and everything.
Just a random area on the in the convention. Mm-hmm. So there's just so much going on. Do you want to talk about meet and greets, what you saw this year?
So meet and greets, like on the previous 2 years that we went after the pandemic, it was like in a small room. Like it's very tiny, I would say. But then this year it's like, again, it's in the South Hall and it's like on the opposite side where the KCON stage is, but it's big. And from what I saw from the Japan one, because like there's no audience ticket this year, which is something that you could buy separate if you're not going to like actually go and have a high wave, high touch with the artist. You could buy an audience so you could watch them do like their interview, the games, like the interactions with the audience. But there's none of that this
it's
year.
It's included, right?
It's included in the meet and greet.
It's included with any of the tickets,
and any
basically.
Of like the concert tickets that you buy. So I'm like, holy shit, there's going to be a lot of people that can go to the meet and greet section and be in the audience.
The meet and greet section is interesting.
Huge.
That's also where the artists, like they do like games and everything. So it's really interesting. So if you've seen those like fan meets,
yeah,
it's like a mini fan meet
event
going on for the artists.
But I'm like, oh my god, because we're so used to it being in like a smaller room. I'm like, like if everyone comes, it's gonna be like flooded with people. But then thank goodness we get like a quote-unquote front row of that section. I don't know how they're gonna divide it.
Front section.
They better fucking do it properly.
Well, it's because of premium. The reason that's why.
Yeah.
You're like, we have front premium, front row, or front whatever.
Right.
Because
we bought the
premium,
tickets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, I don't know how they're gonna do it. They better do it right this year and not screw people over like they did last year. Who bought the meet and greet like front section? It was like split in half and not like them in the front.
It made no sense.
It didn't make sense. So they better fix it this year, otherwise I'll be very, very pissed off. So we'll have to wait and see, but I think that's it.
Okay, I mean, yeah, for the most part we just have to wait and see till KCON is here, then we can talk about it more. So when it happens, when it's going on, I wanted to talk about ITZY, but I think I'll wait till I tell everyone to go take a break, water break, bathroom break. Do whatever you got to do. And don't forget to like, hit that notification bell, subscribe, follow. And What else can they do, Haley?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to send us a DM, just send it on Instagram.
Yeah, so we communicate with you guys there, and we post a lot of our concert videos. I've posted a couple of ITZY ones already. I'll try to post more. And yeah, just check us out all there, because I will post more ITZY stuff as we talk about ITZY right now. Because I was like, man, we talked a lot already in the first part. So here we go, ITZY time.
As the summer sizzle fades, it's time to establish a wellness routine that's here to stay. Ritual is shaking up the supplement industry with their focus on traceable science and high-quality ingredients. They've got every base covered, from their clinically backed women's 18-plus multivitamin to their stress relief and sleep melatonin, both using first-of-its-kind BioSeries technology designed to optimize formula delivery. For a limited time, get up to 40% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Let's talk about everything in general. How did you feel? What did you think about ITZY at the Kia Forum?
Actually, it was really, really good. I didn't have really high expectations. But I was kind of blown away, especially because they had a live band.
The live band. Having a live band makes the fucking difference. It makes the world of difference.
Mm-hmm. They sounded really, really good.
For, all K-pop groups, I wish, a lot of them had just, a live band. It sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. It was really great. Even the stuff that came with the VIP stuff, since we had it this year again. Mm-hmm. Or not. We never been to ITZY, actually, this year.
No, we've only seen them at K-Con.
But we got ITZY Premium or VIP this time. I'm like freaking going all over the place.
I know. I'm like, what are you talking about? We got the sound check this time.
The
so
sound
VIP.
Check VIP. Mm-hmm. It came with pins and stuff. Like,
I'm
it was
happy
pretty cool.
About pins, because we got them for Rise too. And I was like, wow, it's something I can actually use.
You got a clear tote bag. It's pretty good. I like the stuff. I didn't even go through it all, actually. Did you?
Me neither. I forgot that it was in the back of my car still.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. So you took it with you to work today.
Yeah, I did.
But in general, I really enjoyed it. It was a great time. We were not barricaded. We were kind of close. We're in
honestly, the section we were in, we had this huge space in front of us. And because it's seated. Because
we're row one in the section we're at. But we're on the floor.
There's no one blocking us. I was like, this is amazing.
And we're close. We're still kind of close to extended stage.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was still pretty nice. Haley's phone blows me away every time she's recording. Makes me not want to record my phone.
All I can hear is him behind me when I'm recording. Complain, he's like, I hate my phone. He's like, I need to upgrade my phone. He's like, why do I even record when your phone is so good?
Complaining, and I have the iPhone 14 Pro Max.
Yeah, his is newer than my phone.
But yours is still better. It's that's the crazy part. These Androids, these Galaxies.
Right, they're made for
they're
concerts,
nuts.
Honestly.
The video quality is insane.
But you know what's interesting? All the people that I saw recording in front of us, they all have iPhones still.
But those people recording are, doing the widescreen, and it's, the whole thing. We, zoom in on, members and everything.
A lot of fan cams of mine are Yuna and Yeji, because they were,
they
in our corner
fed
a
us.
Lot.
Oh, man. Let me just say that the stonks for them went up even more. For reals. I feel like maybe I should just triple bias them. So, because my bias is Ryujin. Right. But then, Yuna and Yeji were, feeding us so much.
Oh, yeah.
And they're so funny and entertaining, too,
Yuna
in general.
Yuna is so cute. So, she's actually my bias from ITZY, and then Yeji is my record. So, I was, happy. I was like, oh, my God, they're, here the whole time,
perfect.
In the corner that we are at.
I feel I think Yeji was my record. Mm-hmm. And then, I think just Yuna just skyrocketed you know, I think all of them are just like there together. Mm-hmm. It's just, I think in general, the whole show was really good. Like all the performances, it sucked that a lot of the times I felt like they were on the main stage.
They were
a lot, like, so, which is, you know, the actual main stage in the back. I thought they would perform more in the extended stage in the middle.
They didn't really. I felt like it was more so of their like solo stuff and then like the encore or like songs where they didn't have to do too much
choreo. Right. Yeah. It seemed like most of the really like full on choreo ones with like their backup dancers were on the main stage. Yeah. So. But overall, I just really enjoyed it because I really enjoyed the live band. Mm-hmm. Like the music and everything, the energy is different.
Yeah.
Like for sure. It just feels so different. It feels like so alive.
Right.
And it was really good energy. I mean, like, and honestly, because they didn't have Leah, right?
Yeah.
Leah was not here. She's still on her hiatus. You got to give the members props. They worked on their English.
Yeah. I mean, like, I was surprised. I was like, I could be like, oh my god, Ryujin is actually like fluent. Like I thought that she probably was fluent, but I guess not.
No, she, like, and to be honest, all of the members like
Yuna, they sounded really good.
Yuna was doing pretty well till she like, you know, tried to like articulate
when she
stuff.
Fumbles her words. She's so cute. She's like, like she gets so mad at herself.
Yeah, but it was Chaeryeong was super good, and then even Yeji was like talking like fluent too.
Right,
so it was
yeah.
really nice that like they really practiced. And they, you know, because they're doing a world tour.
Right.
It's nice to be able to communicate with
fans,
like, in their native language. Mm-hmm. It was cool, too, at the end, like, when they were saying their final thoughts kind of thing.
Right.
Like, Chaeryeong brought it up first, and then Yeji brought it up that, you know, they'll bring Leah next time.
Right.
So
because, like, the L.A. Mitzi, they actually did a video for ITZY. So they had it play. And then after that, because, like, there was a lot of clips of Leah. And every time it was on the screen, everyone was, like, just, like, cheering for her.
Those are so cool. Like, how do people, like, how do you sign up? Like, who do you submit these fan, like, thank you things to?
There's a thing. I think someone told me about, but I forgot. Like, you have to submit it to the actual, like, venue. And then, like, the managers and stuff,
yeah,
and then
they have
to
screen
it,
of course.
It.
So,
yeah.
Right,
mm-hmm.
That's really cool. I mean, one of these days, the only one I would really,
but you have to put in a lot of money.
It's a lot of money
because they gave banners out to the whole stadium. That's 22,000 people.
That's a lot of people, and it's like quality banners
right,
too.
Exactly.
So, and in general, like you know, editing the video, I wouldn't mind doing that.
That one's fine.
But yeah, the banners, man. I
could
even
make
imagine.
The banners.
Yeah, there
but
you go.
But then I can't. Someone has. I mean, so a lot of them.
We have
get
a friend
funds.
That will fund it.
Who?
James.
Oh, I mean, like I was gonna say, a lot of the fans help fund it too.
Of course, it's like a collective kind of thing.
Yes, exactly.
But in general, yeah, like I think I would do NewJeans.
Oh.
If I ever really had to do something, it would be 100% NewJeans.
It's honestly cool because like the artists. Actually take the banners with them too and take photos with it because I remember the one for Stray Kids too, and then because the artists take photos of it and post it on their Instagram and you're like, oh my god, like they're holding my artwork basically.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Yeah.
So props to all those people that do, you know, put the time and the work and all the effort,
right?
Because it pays off, because like even the video itself, it's cool to see your idols watch a video that you,
that
made.
You made exactly,
like, so it's really cool, you know, they get like happy, excited. If it's Felix, they'll get emotional.
Oh, Felix,
of course.
Always cries.
But overall, great experience for ITZY. So till next time, there you go. Also, I have a note here. K-Wave, you want to talk about K-Wave and what that was?
I thought we did. Oh well, we actually watched all the performances.
Exactly, that's why. I was gonna say that's
and honestly,
the reason why.
It was freaking stacked, like with all the groups that we really, really enjoy. So I was like, damn.
Okay.
What?
Well, tell them what it is first.
I thought we talked about
but
it last week.
You can
week.
Refresh.
I don't
Haley,
even
it's a
remember.
Refresher. Where was it?
It was in Korea.
See, okay.
And basically, I mean, I think it's like the K-Con part of the like the concert part of K-Con, basically. So they just have like this huge
it's a nice
lineup.
Big sampler.
It's
a K-pop
huge
sampler.
Lineup, and they have like all these artists that perform. Stray Kids was, of course, like the headliner.
That's the
so
thing,
they were
though.
Lost.
Like, the thing is, man, the lineup is like stacked of well known. Like, this is like a crazy lineup.
Right.
Right.
And I think we mentioned it before. I can't even remember off the top of my head. Like, NewJeans was there, Eyelid, Stray Kids, ZB1. Treasure was there. I'm trying to think. I can't remember.
There's so
all
many.
Of them. There was like a lot. And a lot of them, the ones that
we listen
we
to.
Listen
there are a lot
to.
Of the big like groups that we tune into. But I'm just like, we finally watched all of it. It was great.
Yeah, we watched all the performances. So good. Yep.
I'm so jealous. I wish Korea and Japan were so much closer.
I know. They would come here more often if it was close.
And vice versa. Right. 100%. Get more excuses to visit Japan and Korea. Let's see. Next we have... Oh, aespa. Okay, so we'll talk about aespa too. They performed as well. Did they? I don't remember. They probably did though. They did. Remember, I was like, "Where's?" I thought someone was missing, but they were there. I thought Winter wasn't there, and she was like, literally right there.
Oh, right.
So aespa, the CD player version. I tried to get a hold of one, and I couldn't. So like, I finally found the website. I did everything correctly because they are doing a restock of it. And if you didn't know, aespa dropped a CD player version, which I wish like a lot of groups did. It's really cool. So it's like an actual playing CD player. It's clear, has like all these cool LED lights that changes colors. It's like freaking awesome. It retail is like, I think, 110 or something.
I feel like it just fits aespa's concept. It fits the aesthetic. Though.
That's why like it would fit NewJeans if they did like a 90s or like a 2000s retro version.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's cool that they actually did that. So I wanted to get one. And then by the time I got into, like, I was there. But the problem was you could only purchase it if you're from Korea. It's like said Korea
sounds
only.
Sounds like Weavers. That was horrible. They can't even ship to us anymore.
You have to just do a proxy. It's the worst. Oh my god, it's so annoying. You have to like do a Korea proxy from one of those different websites that do all that. And then also a lot of the third party vendors didn't get it, and like so like the ones that did have it in stock sold out already, you know, a long time ago, and selling it for like double the price.
Of course.
So and they sold out. So damn, there you go. Nothing with that. For me, I wish and hopefully they make more because they saw how popular it is and like how good it is. Fingers crossed, because I do want to get it. It looks really cool if you haven't checked it out. And also, aespa and NewJeans. We got so fed like one random morning when I woke up. I love waking up to this kind of stuff. And it's just like aespa and NewJeans. Like people were sending it in our group chats and like just sending it personally to me too. It's like amazing that they did, especially because it's even more amazing because of after all the drama, right?
Right.
Like I remember what, like everyone putting like Bang PD on blast, especially Minhee Jin, like
saying we want to crush aespa,
right? And the thing is now aespa and NewJeans are doing dance challenges together. Right.
I'm like, they're fine.
Hain is still on hiatus, so it was kind of split two and two. Like, it was even. The cool part was Minji and Hayden visited Karina and Giselle at SM. And then vice versa, Ning Ning and Winter went to Danielle and Hani and Hybe. And I saw, like, Danielle was talking about, like, they were giving them a tour of Hybe and everything.
Right, because they haven't been there.
Yeah, so it was, like, kind of cool. And it was vice versa, too, right? So like they had like all these cute and fun interactions that, we didn't get to see like the behind the scenes stuff, but the members of like each group talked about it like on Bubble or Weverse, like all the different platforms that they have. So it's really cool. And, one of the funny things was, that happened was Karina gave Minji some stickers from like Armageddon for like their promotions. She gave them, to Minji. And gave Minji like a quote unquote secret mission to put the stickers around Hybe. And of course, Hybe probably wouldn't like that, but Minji don't give a fuck. Minji talked about her secret mission on live stream because people were taking pictures, like I think from Hybe, were like showing that there's like someone put stickers of Armageddon like in the elevators of Hybe.
I wonder who it was.
So, Minji talked about it. She said that Karina Sunbaenim, right, told me to spread it around the company. So I really did it. And perhaps witness photos will pop up. Isn't it funny? So I was going to spread them, but my manager said I couldn't. So I did it all secretly. So Minji still put them around. And Karina heard about it and then saw the posts about it. And she also went to Bubble and said, as soon as I got home, I saw the happy news that Minji did it. To be honest, I knew she would succeed. I'm so proud of her. Our gossip stickers have spread even as far as over there, like which is Hybe. So, and she was saying, I should have put them in Yeji's hand. Because I think Yeji and Karina had met up and done a dance challenge recently, too.
Oh, right.
She didn't take them when she left. Like, I guess she didn't take it with her. But that's funny that Minji would do that. And it was just cool seeing, like, all the different groups and the different interactions among aespa members and NewJeans members. You know how it is. Warms my heart. All the multi-stands rejoice. Also, since we're talking about SM really quick, they will be debuting their fifth-gen girl group in the fourth quarter of this year. So near the end of this year, they'll be competing.
Yeah, I mean, supposedly,
they're
going to be
They're going to try to compete with
fifth-gen.
Or catch up, right? With, like, Baby Monster has already been around
right,
now with YG.
SM doesn't have...
Well, the thing is, even, like, I mean, Islet, right?
Right.
Islet is there. Well, actually, well, I guess I'll bring it up now, too. Like, even Cat's Eye, which is the other Hype group, will finally be having their comeback, too.
Well,
like,
debut
comeback, right? Or actually not comeback.
No.
Just debut.
They
Why?
Haven't debuted
I am
yet.
Like, I'm like,
oh, he's more out of it.
I'm malfunctioned today. Mm-hmm. Also, Le Sserafim, Islet. Oh, we're talking about all Hype stuff right now, really quick. Cat's Eye. All going to be releasing something third quarter this
right.
year.
Yeah, this is all from that, like, was it stockholders?
Yeah, all the info that they get. Twice will also be having a Japanese and a regular comeback.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so Cat's Eye will be having their debut the same time as Islet and Le Sserafim comeback. So
yeah, around the same time.
Oh, man. Like, I have a feeling.
That's all
high. We're going to end the year with possibly some more tour news, like world tour news from like Le Sserafim and all that.
Right.
Let's see. You watched an interview with Hannah.
Bang. Hannah Bang. She doesn't like this, but Bang Chan's sister.
We shouldn't. We're not trying to say that. Or if you want to say it the other way around, Bang Chan. Bang Chan's sister. No, but we could say. What's the reverse thing? I can't even think. Like, we're like, me and Haley are like,
oh my god, I can't even think right now. What I feel so dumb.
Oh, like, oh, you're Hannah Bang's brother. If we're talking to
Bang Chan,
right?
So the opposite.
Yeah, there you go.
So Hannah actually did have an interview with Zach Sang, who is like a host, I guess. I feel
he's like this generation's Ryan Seacrest kind of thing, to be honest. To be honest, he kind of is, like, in terms of, like, his, how relevant he is to this generation, like, Gen Z and...
Right, yeah.
Like, talk show, variety.
So, he had Hannah Bang on his podcast, and, basically, like, when I was saying, like, she doesn't like being referred to as Bang Chan's younger sister, because obviously she wants to make a name for herself and be known.
And she is, like, she's her own artist already,
too. She is her own person, so, like... I feel like there are a lot of people that know her just as Hannah Bang, and like later on they find out like, oh my god, like you're the sister of Bang Chan.
But
like,
then there's the other side of the spectrum where like you're a stay and you find out Bang
exactly,
Chan's sister.
Which is what happened to me, and then now I'm her fan because, you know.
It goes both ways, right?
So
yeah.
It's fine. I mean, like, I'm sure she doesn't really hate it, but then at the same time she doesn't want that to like overshadow her whole career, basically. But
yeah, she doesn't want to be labeled as that, basically.
Exactly. And then so she actually came out with a new album. I haven't actually listened to it, but I watched one of the music videos. I really like her music. It's very different. And then Zach's Sang did say that it was more like lo-fi. I don't know, like, because she couldn't
I didn't listen
even...
to the new one because it sounded more like her original one was kind of more like alternative-ish
I like
to me.
It. Yeah,
but I mean, we haven't listened to this album, the new one, so
yeah,
I don't
we'll
know.
See.
Maybe it might be more lo-fi. But
I don't know. But then, like, she couldn't even like label her own music either.
She said it was kind of alternative, right? Because I always thought she was more alternative because of like the rock aspect,
right?
Of it.
Yeah, so she actually said that she was going to be in the new Hype girl group, Cat's Eye. Like, she had the opportunity to be in that group, but
that's crazy.
She decided to just go her own route.
Props
and
to her.
Do her own thing and, like, make her own music, have her own company, which I honestly think is better for her because, like, she said that she thought that the only way that she can really, like, be in the music industry is, like, following Bang Chan's footsteps and be a K-pop idol. But then it didn't sound like she wanted to be a K-pop idol. But,
no, I don't think so.
And then, so that's why she, like turned this down.
She even tried it, too, right?
Yeah,
like,
she
in
did
the beginning.
Try it in the beginning, and I don't think she got accepted or, like, was... She didn't make the cut, basically. And so, like, of course, that crushed her, but then... she thought about it. I think she said it was like during the pandemic and stuff. And she's like, why don't I just make my own music and stuff? Because she's honestly very, very talented. I feel like their family is very musically talented.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so now she has like her own company, Hannah Bang Entertainment, and she makes her own songs. But it was just funny, like, listening to her talk, because she's obviously still very, very young, and the way that she talks, it really shows. And I feel like she just doesn't give a fuck. And it kind of reminds me of myself, because she actually told Zach, and this is like, you know, on their podcast and everything, she's like, I had nervous poops before doing this interview, so I had to take a dump. Like, she like just straight up says like what's on her mind. And I really like that about her, honestly, because I feel like I'm kind of like that too. It's just like, I don't care, I'm gonna tell you how it is.
Not to mention, you're like that too. You have nervous poops.
I do. So like, speaking of that, like right before every time we have to buy K-pop tickets, I always get nervous poops. And this happened like right before we had to get K-Con tickets, because I was trying for the Boy Next Door meet and greet, and I was so nervous that I wouldn't get it, so I had to like take a shit before that. But I got it, thank God.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, so
thank God you did both.
I know, yeah. So I think that's all that I really have for Hannah Bang. I didn't actually finish the whole interview, because it was like an hour long, and I saw like a lot of snippets because my friend sent them to me, and she's like, oh my God, like this is like interesting and stuff. So I will finish that. I love hearing her talk because she's Australian, and
yeah, I want Haley to listen to her more, so Haley gets back all her like her Aussie accent.
Yeah. So. Yeah, check that out. It's on YouTube if you want to listen to Hannah Bang talk about her experience.
Haley, you told me also, moving on, about something with B-Lif. What happened? Like,
they released like a video or something. There's actually a video that B-Lif from HYBE released on YouTube, a 27-minute video addressing the plagiarism allegations against Eilidh. With New Jeans.
I heard a lot of people like didn't like it. We
can't watch it because it's not subbed.
It wasn't subbed.
Hello,
right?
Can you sub it, please? Because like I want to watch it and see what
the hell happened. Like what is it about?
I think like when I was like scrolling through the video, I saw like a lot of like comparison. Like they were showing Eilidh, they were showing New Jeans, and then they had like the, I don't know if it was like directors, producers and stuff for Eilidh like talking and stuff. But I'm like, there's no subs, so I can't watch it.
Well,
I want to watch it.
I don't know.
It.
It would be interesting to watch too. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm surprised that they actually made like an official.
Can you believe that? They're like, well, you're going to talk shit about us? Well, here we go. They're going to like talk back, I guess. Like,
so it was towards NewJeans, the allegations. I didn't know. I thought it was like one of also like, you remember that one alternative rock group?
Oh, I don't know.
I didn't know the full context of what was going on
in this
video.
It was New Jeans.
Wow.
And Eilidh.
I think that might have like crossed the line a little bit too. I feel like you're talking like that towards a fellow HYBE artist. I really know it sucks. Like people were comparing them, and it's because of the Adore CEO, right? But it's like, I feel like you could handle it professionally by not really having to release something like this,
I guess. But then at the same time, they just didn't want to be quiet.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd be like stepped on, basically. Like maybe if they didn't say anything, they'd be like, oh well, they're guilty kind of thing.
Yeah, there's that, you too, know? But it's like, you know, it's like a slippery slope kind of thing of on both ends,
right?
So I mean, I saw a lot of people taking it like not well. Like they didn't
like against Eilidh, probably.
Yeah,
I feel like a lot of people are pro New Jeans, which I understand.
Well, not even regarding that. I think possibly even just like I don't know the context, but me personally, it's like I like New Jeans, but I'm not bashing on Eilidh or anything.
Of course not.
But I'm just saying, like at the same time, it's like, was it fully necessary? Right,
probably
kind of thing.
Not.
It's like, you know, when you're arguing with someone and it's like you come back with like the full rebuttal argument. It's like, even though it's kind of like you don't have to. I don't know. Like, it's just making it. It's just pouring more like fuel into the flame.
The thing is, like, we don't know the full context because it's not sub for us, and this is just based off what we saw. So I'm waiting for it to be sub, and then we can like talk about it
thoughts.
More. Yeah,
we haven't even watched that thing about like
burning
with Seungmin. Yeah, the burning one.
Seungmin
is good.
Is our angel.
What is wrong with me? I'm sorry, Seungmin. Seungmin is a real one.
Yes.
You want to talk about BAP now?
Yeah, so BAP. They, if you guys didn't know, and you probably don't, they were actually one of my very, very favorite groups during third gen. And they came out around the same time as BTS, and I really believe that they could have made it big like BTS. But their entertainment company, which was like a smaller one, TS Entertainment, fucking screwed them over. They didn't pay them.
Screwed. Oh man.
There was like a whole lawsuit against it. It took fucking forever for it to get settled and for like the idols to get paid and everything. And obviously, like after that whole ordeal, they didn't disband, but they're not together as a group. They just did their own like solo stuff. One of them members, Himchan, is not to be talked about because he did some bad shit like Seungri. I guess it was like sex scandals and all that stuff. So he's just like,
always ruining it. He's for like everyone.
Pushed out of the group. Like, we don't talk about him anymore. So like the members are just everyone excluding Himchan basically. But the thing is, like, I never would have thought that they would have a comeback. And they have hinted it through, like, a video teaser saying that, like, they're going to see Baby, which is the fandom name for BAP, soon. So I'm like, what does this mean? Like, are they going to have a comeback? So it was very, very, like, inconspicuous. Like, I feel like they were hinting it, but then not really saying that they're going to have a comeback. But everyone in the industry is saying like, oh, BAP is gonna have a comeback
because it's so open-ended.
It is open-ended, but then at the same time, so like Jungkook, the leader,
back up, because like I don't even know much about them like you do. I don't, how many members are there now that we have minus this one dude?
So there's like, originally six.
Okay,
there's four members that are going to be making this comeback.
So what about the
Mangne? Okay, Zello, he is actually in the military. I'm like, why? He just enlisted last year, so he has like another year to go. I was like, why didn't he enlist earlier? Because like they've had so much time. But I guess
did the other members also already finish?
They're done.
Oh shit! Okay,
already. And then because him being the youngest, I guess he put it off. He actually did like his own solo tour and like all this like different activities. He's traveling a lot, and then when the teaser came out, I was like, where's Zello? And then I totally forgot that he just enlisted. I was like, fuck. So it's just the four members right now. I'm hoping that eventually when he comes back, the youngest member comes back, that he will join them. But for now, it's just the four members. So basically, the leader, Jungkook, posted on his stories, together again with Baby. Just the text. That was it. And I was like, what does this freaking mean? And then my friend, Jirla, she sent me the video teaser, and then I was like, wait, are they really gonna have a comeback? Because like in the teaser, it's called Man on the Moon Documentary. It hints that they're gonna be making music together again. So like in the teaser video, the members walk into a studio and they tell their fans, we're finally back together. As much as you've supported us all this time, we'll show you how much we've grown musically. We hope you're looking forward to it. We'll see you soon. And then that was it. So I was like, they're gonna have a comeback. Like, ooh. I never would have thought, because like I thought that was it for them. They're all doing their own thing. They've all done like solo albums, solo like activities and everything. And then because Jungkook even toured last year as well, and then I think Jirla, our friend, went and saw him. So I was like, they're done. Like, they're probably not gonna come back as a group. But I feel like they're gonna regroup, and I'm like, gonna use my bunny
light stick. You're gonna dust off that bunny light stick. So before New Jeans, there was an actual other bunny light stick, and it was green.
Yes, their little mascot is a green alien bunny
with like a mask on it or something.
So I'm so excited because like I really thought that I wasn't gonna see them together again as a group. And if they tour here, of course I'm gonna go see them. But I was telling Joko, like, it's such a weird feeling for me because like I have all these other K-pop groups that I loved back then, but then they kind of like disappeared off the grid kind of thing.
And they're replaced. In your heart, they have been replaced.
They are. I mean, look at G-Dragon. Like, I loved him. He was like my first K-pop love and everything. And then it's just like, when he said that he's going to have a comeback, which he still hasn't freaking done yet, and it's been like 2 years, it just doesn't feel the same. Because I'm more into, like, obviously the groups that are more known now, like Stray Kids. Right,
stuff that's more relevant. That's, exactly. Like, stuff is happening.
And that's just how it is. Like, I feel guilty in a way because I'm like, like,
oh, you're cheating on them.
Exactly. But then at the same time, I'm like, you guys left me first, you know? But I'm obviously very excited. I love their music. Like, if you want to check them out, BAP, just search them up on YouTube. They really had potential and they got screwed over. And I feel like if they followed along with BTS, they would have been up there.
Well, what song, though? If you want to search up BAP, they probably have multiple songs. So what MV or what
honestly,
yeah, what would you
just
recommend?
All of their title tracks. To be honest, just put BAP title tracks and just listen to all of it. Their music is very different. I don't even know if you've actually listened to them.
No, I haven't. You've never really played them.
Well, because they're not relevant anymore. Why am I going to tell you about a group that's not even together anymore? You know, like, why are you going to listen to them? But now that they're possibly going to have a comeback, go check them out. Yep. That's it.
Oh, that's it?
Yep.
Well, I think it's a good time for a lot of people to get ready to stay hydrated and, maybe smooth out their throats because they're going to be doing some screaming, especially because ARMY. We'll be talking about BTS right after this. So take your bathroom and water break really quick. Don't forget to hit that notification bell, like, follow, subscribe. Again, this is the Permission to Stand podcast. Every Thursday, we have new episodes talking about K-pop once again here. And Haley, where can they check us out? What can they do?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to send us a DM, send it on Instagram.
Yes, perfect. And it's time. BTS, it's here.
Yes, the day has come. Hallelujah.
He has returned.
He has returned. He's
worldwide
home.
Worldwide handsome.
Jin
is back.
Oh my God. Like, honestly, I can't believe it. And then at the same time, I'm like, damn, was it really 548 days that he was gone?
All this shit was happening during ITZY, when we were watching ITZY.
Yeah, like right before we were going to go in, like when we were lining up for soundcheck, all this shit was dropping because like they were broadcasting like Jin's discharge live. And then I was like, oh my God, like I felt so emotional. Like I wanted to cry like in line. And then when I was watching the video,
it was like a fucking meme. I don't even know what this is.
I felt really, really like I wanted to cry. Then all of a sudden I hear like a saxophone playing and I'm like, where is this coming from? And then Namjoon like walks over and he's playing a damn saxophone and serenading Jin. I think he was playing Dynamite on the saxophone.
Like, I didn't even know it was him at first. I thought it was just some random guy on the street.
But no, because like it's all blocked off to the public. It was only like of course, the military, and then RM.
You could tell it's Namjoon.
And then the BTS members, they were all there except for Yoongi for Jin's discharge at the base. And it was just like a very, very emotional moment.
I can't believe it. It felt like just a few months ago that I cried to Astronaut.
Right.
The astronaut.
Honestly, like, and then I look back and I was like, how many days was Jin gone? 548 days, and I feel like we've been counting down this forever, and like it's finally here. He's back.
It's kind of surreal. And like we made it.
1 out of 7. Like, it's, I mean, there's 6 more to go. There was like a lot of different like moments between, because like all the members got to see each other. Like Jimin hadn't seen Tae. Because he's with Jungkook.
Dude,
like,
Tae is freaking dark and he's freaking
he's so
buff.
Tan.
He's so bulky. He's like so meaty.
Honestly, like when he walked out, at first I thought it was Jungkook. And then I was like, wait, but Jungkook's in his uniform next to Jimin. And I was like, holy shit, that's Tae? Like, he's fucking huge.
He bulked up a lot. Also, freaking Jungkook, like his sleeve is just right there.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
cool.
He's like folded his military uniform off and
just
you
so you
could
just
sleeve.
So you can see that sleeve. Jimin is tiny.
Jimin is so small compared to Tae now, and like it was so cute because V-min had like a moment and like just the hug that Tae gave Jimin, and I was like, oh my God, because they probably miss each other a lot. And then of course like Hobi was there, and then I feel like Namjoon was just playing the saxophone
the whole time. That was so funny. That was like the best part.
There's this one funny photo, and I think I did actually post it on our Instagram, but then Jin is like, basically he's holding like a bouquet of flowers and he's like waving, and then in the corner, I think it's the other members are like hugging and talking, and then Namjoon is just there in the background playing a saxophone. I'm like, what is going on?
It's funny because like they're hugging to the other members, and then Tae is not even in uniform too, so it's like two military uniforms. Yes. And then like two other random clothes, because like Kobe and Tae were like wearing random clothes like
civilian clothes.
So basically. It was just like, it was really interesting. It looked like a meme in itself.
Like I wanted to cry so badly, but then I just ended up laughing because I was like, "What is going on here?" But obviously,
thank you, RM. thank you, Namjoon, for that.
It's amazing seeing them all together, and then so Yoongi actually did meet them back at the high building. So they took an OT7 photo. It's been a while. It's so cute. And then so before Jin left, he actually had promised that when he comes back and discharged.
Okay, go ahead.
Wait, what?
No, I wanted to keep talking about all the different hugs and everything.
Good
but
for it.
No, you can talk about this. I can talk about hugs after some more.
So Jin kept his promise. Before he left, he said, "I'll go to the company and meet you on Weverse Live as soon as I'm discharged." Man of his word. What did he do? He went to the Hive building, turned on Weverse, and it freaking crashed. But he greeted ARMY, and he was like still in his uniform and everything, and he came straight there. And did a Weverse Live.
He keeps his promises. He like amazing. Like you said, man of his word. Well, of course it crashed. Like this is like probably like millions on millions of people.
Yeah, because like you see that notification, BTS Live. You know, like it's Jin, of course. And then like I tried going on it, and it was just like a black screen.
No way. Yeah, nothing.
I was like, I couldn't get on. I was like, is it my reception? Because they were like at the concert, but then no, it wasn't. It was crashing.
And then like before all this though, like, you know, like them meeting up and then the managers were there, like telling them where to go again. It was kind of interesting and cool to see that. Right. And, the hugs too, I don't know if you saw. So I know that all the members were, you know, like really, like you could tell how emotional they were hugging each other. But did you see the other pictures of, Jin hugging his new friends, or like the people he's leaving from the military?
He was crying.
Jin cried. Like he was crying. That was the interesting part to me, because like, you know, like he's been through a lot of shit with like for a year and a half with his platoon, with all these, you know, at the time strangers.
Now they're like friends.
Now they're friends, if not like brothers, you know. You go through like something crazy as that, and then you meet like new lifelong friends, and it made me like think, I'm like, wow, you know, like these people that Jin didn't even know about, or didn't know, like they only knew them like for a year and a half.
Right.
The connection that he has with them is crazy, that he's crying.
Right.
Like you could tell he like teary eyed and red.
You could see it.
So like, you know, like, and I'm sure some of them, you know, they have different discharge dates and everything.
Right, of course.
And it's like in the back of my mind, it's like, what do you say? Like I was imagining, this is me, like I'm not trying to be Delulu, but it's like, I like thinking from these perspectives. It's like, I wonder, like, what is this guy saying to Jin? Like, what is the conversation they're having? Is it like, in my head, I'm like, you know, like, if I was him, I'll be like, you know, like, I'll probably never see you again. And like, because, you know, like, by the time I get out, you're a superstar. Like, you know, like, we're just gonna be living our own lives. Like, just want, like, you know, thank you for everything and like all that different stuff. And it's like, I could hear Jin in my head saying, like, don't say stuff like that. You know, we'll keep in touch. Like, I'll find you or something. like
we should meet up.
We'll meet up.
Discharge.
Like, you know, when you get out, like, we're going to still hang out. But it's like, I'm like, oh, like, that sounds nice to hear. But I'm like, it's sad at the same time thinking like, you know, like, I wouldn't blame you if you don't, because it's like, you'll be so busy. Like, you'll have like, you're back to that life, that like superstar life of an idol. So busy and everything. But it's like those kind of things, like, I know, like, we're celebrating the members back together, but at the same time, I'm, like, looking at it from an individual perspective for Jin, because, like, he was obviously so affected by, like, you know, the platoon, the other people that he was really close with. And I wonder how it's going to be, because I feel like Tae is really close with his platoon, too.
Right, I feel like all of the members are, and I feel like they're going to experience that, too, when they get discharged.
And it's going to be, oh, man. So it was interesting. That was, like, one part from, like, Jin's whole thing, like, that was happening that, like, really, like, stood out to me. It was, like, interesting and to see, like, you know, like, it's not just, like, him coming. Of course, it's, like, he's here and he's back for ARMY.
Right.
And he's back, you know, with his family and everything. But at the same time, he's leaving people too.
Of course.
Even though he's coming from the military. He's mm-hmm. leaving people
yeah.
that he's really close to now. So right. it's like, you know, like
they
the two sides of a coin.
Family for those 548 days, basically.
So it's like, I wonder, like, all those kind of conversations. And, like, I'm sure, like, he said goodbye to a lot of them. And it's just like.
He was hugging all of them. Like, so, when he went down the line and was, like, yeah, hugging and crying and talking to
that's
them.
What I wanted to talk about. Because, I mean, that's, like, another perspective in terms of, like, what I, like, I think of, like, a lot of different perspectives in terms of that.
Right.
So, back to Jin. I feel like a lot of people who tune in, all the army that tune in, were able to watch it
yes.
after it, like, recovered from that giant crash.
Right.
Like, and it felt like a normal BTS live.
Right. I mean, like, like, Jin is chaos still the and same, like, honestly. Like,
this man just threw a bouquet of flowers.
That was so funny because,
like, I was like, that's fucking what he would do.
He had, like, a huge bouquet of flowers that, like, I feel like the staff and everything gave him. And
he's
then
holding
he was,
it
like,
all nicely first,
and
right?
And then he's like, here's the bouquet. And then he just
throws
it
to the side.
Onto
to the
other
right
couch.
Side.
He's like, get out of here.
There it is. There it goes.
I'm like, that's so Jin. And I feel like he does that a lot. And someone actually did, like, a clip of Jin just throwing things to the side when he's on live.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So he's still same. I can't wait for more. I feel like he will do his best, because I feel like him, in terms of, like, as a person, feels like has that responsibility in himself.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, since, like, the other members are still not here, I will take care of army, right?
Oh,
I feel
yeah.
like that's, like, a Jin thing too. As much of a troll as he is with, like, a lot of other things, it's just there's a lot of things that, like Haley said and brought up, like, all the promises he made to army, he's been keeping them to the best of his abilities.
Yeah.
And, like, checking up on us with his monthly videos when he's gone.
Yep.
Going on live the first thing. And I'm sure Haley's going to talk about the hugs that he wanted to give ARMY.
Yeah. So he actually did talk about it on his Weverse live.
We're talking about hugs, like, this whole segment, basically. It's like different levels of hugs.
Different levels of hugs. And now you get a chance to hug Jin as an ARMY.
Yeah. Lucky ARMY. Lucky ass ARMY.
1,000 ARMYs. So, like, Jin talked about Festa and the free hugs that he had wanted to do for ARMY when he gets back. So, basically, when it came down to it, Jin was saying that, like, he really had to push the company to be able to do this event for ARMY, because they weren't going to let him. They didn't want him to do those hugs.
He's an asset.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to risk anything happening
to really
him.
It really sounded like they just didn't... felt like it would be too dangerous for Jin to be, like, hugging all these
people. Jin don't give a fuck. He's just like, I want to just hug everybody.
Yeah. And so, like, I'm just going to read exactly as it was on his live. So he's like, now, I need to talk about Festa. I gave some good ideas, but it was criticized. I proposed something for Festa since I'll have to do it alone. So I talked to the director in charge of Festa around October, November, like last year, I guess. But they said they've planned most already. So I suggested a free hug and they said no. So I pitched my idea of doing a free hug at an outdoor location where we do Festa. But they said people could get hurt. But
yeah,
I can't.
People are going to trample and kill
right.
for this hug.
I know. And then he's like, but I kept saying I wanted to do it for a month or so because I wanted to hug those who have waited for me. So the company was in discussion and they proposed that instead of a free hug, how about indoors where one person at a time is let in, and I tried to argue against saying I wanted to do an outdoor one. And they also
he's
said
like, not good enough.
And they also I can just imagine him saying this. And he's like, and they also said I should only do 50 since it's a day after my discharge. But I said, no, 3,000 people. And they finally agreed to 300. And I said, no, as much as people as possible. And they said 500. And he said, no again.
I love this man. I love this man.
And he's like, more. I want more. And we finally agreed on 1,000 people.
1,000 lucky ass army.
Right. And then he said, since you waited for a year and a half, I wanted to hug as many fans as possible. And this is something I personally wanted to do. So I'm not sure if other members will do it. I don't really want this to be pushed to the other members as well. This is purely my interest. Although I was proposed other events such as fan signs, but I really wanted to do hugs. Like, he just wanted to hug people. So that was
awesome. I get it.
I love him. He's so good. So, like, he got his 1,000 hugs. And I think that is happening today,
oh,
actually.
Oh, my gosh.
So I have to check that out.
How
after.
Cool to be able to.
I don't think it's streamed or anything.
Good. I don't. I mean, it's not even supposed to be about that, right?
It's
like,
about
Jin, it's about Jin,
Jin
and Army, like
how
giving
amazing.
Fans.
Like, you can just hug Jin. And I feel like he gives such good hugs.
Can he give us hugs here in the U.S.?
I wish. And then also, like, on that calendar. So, Jin is planning to have a comeback in the fourth quarter of this year. So, that's exciting. I mean, it's expected, right? They're going to make him go to work already.
Oh, my
gosh. Bring
out
that album. Because we didn't get an album from Jin.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
Got
like
just
not,
Astronaut.
We got the Astronaut. And that single, it's like... It has Coldplay too,
right.
So I feel like there's
we
a lot of different legal stuff going on,
yeah,
in terms of like being able to play it. Like that song is not even on the Rhythm Hive
no,
game,
it's not.
So yeah, there's a so it'd be nice to. I want more Jin eats. I want more Jin plays and plays rage games. This is what I. That's all
I'm
I want.
Excited. I feel like he'll be doing like a lot of lives.
This is all I want. That's all I'm asking for, Jin. Not and then the third thing I want is a hug. But that's the hardest, that'll be the most difficult thing to ask for.
And then honestly, like when Jin came out and like I saw him in his military uniform, he looks so handsome. I was like, wow.
Oh, you forgot how handsome worldwide handsome
oh
is.
Oh my God. Like, he
he's a model.
So fucking good. I was like, wow.
He's
okay.
Just so fucking worldwide handsome.
He
is what he is.
And then you see like the when he speaks and his personality and he's so funny.
He's just a troll.
Right. He is definitely a troll. So that's it for Jin. I feel like we'll be hearing a lot from him since
I can't
he's
wait.
Back.
So this is a nice, great time for like Army to like mm-hmm. relax, enjoy, and just enjoy Jin's company.
And then, you know, there's like a lot of Army that got into BTS once the members had already left.
That's interesting, too. Like, because one of our friends actually
yeah,
is like that, is one of them,
exactly.
too.
Exactly. So this is her first festa. This is like her first time seeing a member back out in the wild.
In the wild, yeah, I know.
It's crazy. So I'm just like, wow, you should really enjoy it.
What a time.
And it's really funny because, like, she told me too. She's like, because when she got into them, I was like, you have plenty of time. Like, don't worry. You can catch up on all their old content. She did none of that because, like, BTS kept dropping content while they're still in the military. And now Jin's back. So she's like, fuck. Like, I couldn't watch all of this stuff.
Yeah, they were feeding us
when
they were gone.
Yeah, so, I mean, they
did
a good job.
Did you tell her about D-Festa, like the one that we're going to?
Yeah.
She wants to go.
She was asking me when we're
going. Oh, yeah,
I told her the date. And I was like, if you want to go, just go on the same date we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it for BTS. I'll have probably a lot of more news.
Well, that's it for Jin. You do have
Jin.
One thing for BTS at the end.
I do?
Yeah, Despicable Me.
Oh, it's not on my thing. I totally forgot. So there was some posters and like advertisements found in LA, and it basically says BTS and DM4.
Despicable Me 4.
Because the movie is coming out soon, I think next month, so I guess they're going to be on the album. So
yeah,
we have
100%.
That to look
it seems
to.
Like it already at this point. And they probably pre-recorded
of
all
course.
This before they left, and also because, like, you know, like
the
these
movie.
Kind of films like take a while too,
right.
So it's been in production probably
for years.
Before they all left too.
Exactly.
So
we'll be
it's
getting
cool.
a BTS
what a,
song.
What a pleasant surprise mm-hmm. that's going to be.
Moving on to Stray Kids. So,
ooh, finally.
I have a little bit of news here because honestly, they've just not been really doing
much. They're kind
of
busy, I feel like. Probably busy preparing the
mm-hmm.
like, performances
comeback.
For the comeback.
Yep.
And then, yeah, even maybe the tour. They're probably already practicing for the tour, you
like,
know?
Like, once all that shit drops, then I'm going to be, like, overwhelmed again. So, like, this is a nice downtime for me, for Stray Kids. So, they actually did have a in-person meet and greet. In Japan recently, and I was kind of confused about this because, like, the notification had said, or like the announcement had said, this was something that was supposed to happen in 2020, but it got postponed because of COVID. So, like, they're going back now for that meet and greet.
Damn, so that's 4 years after.
Yeah,
crazy.
So, but I have some like really sad and annoying news about it because
here we go.
I watched some of the fan cams from it, and basically, you know, when the members
Asia fans let's
go. When the members introduce themselves, they're like, hey, like, I'm Bang Chan, I'm Felix, blah blah blah. So like basically Bang Chan and Chungbin got
the usual two
nothing, like they didn't get any cheers.
That was so
there was silence
wild
crickets.
You showed me the video, it's like hello, I'm Bang Chan, basically, kind of thing, whatever in Japanese, right? Like,
yeah.
And it's just like everyone
nothing. Silence. Changbin, silence. And then Hi, I'm Felix. Woo! Like the
Hyunjin, Felix. Oh my god.
Like it was like a fucking like thunderstorm. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? You can't
You equally cheer for all of them. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You cheer for every single member because.
What the fuck?
Like without Bangchan, without Changbin, there would be no fucking Stray Kids because they are the writers and producers and like everything behind Stray Kids. Like I don't feel like they understand this.
Another fail on because they're not there. These are the toxic stands.
Like get the fuck out. You guys are not stays. If you cannot like support and like cheer for the whole fucking group. Don't go to these
things. It's honestly embarrassing. Like, I could feel, like, it sucks for the members.
It makes me so mad.
And it's embarrassing for, like, I feel like, you know, the actual fans of the group.
It's sad for the members. Because, like, can you imagine yourself being on stage with, like, a group and then no one cheering for you and they cheer for your other members? Like, how fucking sad and depressed would you be?
You would think that there's, like, some... Okay, maybe there are maybe a couple like people going woo, but it's not loud at all.
No, it's not loud. It's like
it just sounds like silence because Haley showed me these videos and like honestly, she's being upset for like it's a real reason because it's not right because it's so easy to tell the difference because she showed me first. I think it was Changbin.
Yeah,
and then I'm like, I thought I heard a couple cheers. Please? Then literally, like, who was it? Was it Hyunjin after him?
It was either Hyunjin or Felix.
It doesn't matter. Like, as soon as like another member was introduced, it's like it was it's night and day. The difference in the sound.
Like so, it was like freaking like a thunderstorm.
I know Lino is popular, so Lino's fine there.
I didn't hear like any of the other members because I think the video just cut off.
Oh,
like, I don't know how.
I wonder how
it was
for
the
other
ones.
Ian, Seungmin.
But man, for Bangchan and Changbin, nothing.
That blows my mind. It makes me want to punch everyone there.
And I always tell people, like, they're not liked in Japan. Because, like, we experienced it, like, in person, too, when we went to, like, look for photo cards in Japan. Who had the most?
Oh, man.
So much Changbin, so much Bangchan, and they're so cheap as fuck.
It's good for us
it's
and good
for me.
Haley.
Of course. Like, I bought all Changbin's
shit.
But
at the same time, it's just like, man, like, I guess, like, Japan's, like, standards in terms of, like, all that stuff. And not to mention, look-wise, it, like, is to the standards of toxicity, right? Because, like, it's like they're not even supporting or even cheering in person at these events.
How dare you?
Like fine, you can sell their photo cards and, like, not want them. But, man, like, when you're seeing them
in
live,
person?
Like, have some... decency and respect for the group.
It's like they're human beings. They're not just fucking there for your entertainment. Like, freaking...
Well, to them, they are. They're just like, that's all.
Oh, it makes me so mad. Because, like, obviously, I'm a Changbin bias, but I'm also a Hyunjin bias. So, like, I have both, like, ends of the spectrum. Like, Hyunjin is very, very different looking to Changbin. But then it's like, just because you like one member more, you should cheer for the whole fucking group.
Yeah, that was... It's wild seeing it still happening.
It's okay,
like,
to
so
have a bias,
bad.
But then freaking cheer for all of them.
Because we saw that in China, right?
Yeah, and this was like...
And now this is like in Japan, like, oh, come on, Japan. Like, I don't know, too, because, like, it could be... Well, there are going to be Japanese fans, but, you know, sometimes, like, fans from, like, Korea
and international,
like, even, like, China... Because China's right there.
Right.
So it's close by, too, so it's like they might... have also been there.
But the thing is, like, in the comments, I just go to the comments and then it's just like, Changbin, like, we love you. Like, it's all the international
fans. It sucks
because,
like, Changbin's not going to read these
or see these comments, too.
So it's like, shit.
But you never know because, like, if the video gets viral enough, I feel like Bangchan sees all that.
Bangchan will find it and show it to him. Like, don't worry. Like, fuck them. Fuck all these people. These fake
stays. And I really think it's because, like,
these toxic
stays. Their beauty standards, they're like, they need to be, like, looking like anime characters, like, perfect human.
When they need to look in the damn mirror.
Right. Oh my god.
Who
don't
the hell
even
would cheer
me,
for you?
Don't even get me started because all these ugly mofos would not even have a
Haley, you're start. Go ahead.
Fucking chance with them. Ever.
Don't get her started, but she's already started. She's already on one right now.
It's true though, because it's just like, you probably look like fucking dirt. Like, honestly, it just... I'm sorry, but it's true. I'm not sorry because it's not fair.
The thing is, they hold their standards to standards that are not even reasonable. Because look at yourself.
They're not fucking beautiful models. They're like honestly just average.
But now we're just bashing on those fans. But at the same time, it's just the only reason why they deserve it. Because, like, Bang Chan. Come on.
I mean, a lot of people don't like Bang Chan, though, because they're like, his nose is too big. Like, he's ugly.
Well, you know what? Your teeth are too big. Not to mention your nose also. And your eyes are too small. You want me? I could say that to the damn face.
That's why. I mean, it's just like, the point is, like, it shouldn't be about looks.
You're supposed to be celebrating the whole group for what they do. You like their music, right?
Right. I mean, maybe they don't like their
music. Maybe they don't, and they're just simping over them models.
That's actually probably a thing, too. The thing is,
because we're talking from our perspective being here globally in the U.S., right? Because, I mean, we've visited and watched Stray Kids from different venues in the U.S., so it's not just like an L.A., California thing. Mm-hmm. No, they're celebrated, like, globally.
Yeah, they cheer for everyone.
Because we have fans that are visiting from other countries, too, and they're celebrating, and they're like, you know, from South America and stuff, and they're cheering. They go crazy when it's like Changbin and Bang Chan.
Oh,
like, they get all feral and stuff.
They get feral because look at their muscles and like their body type is just so like they want that kind of body type here globally, I guess.
Yeah.
Not in Asia.
I mean, that's why it's so interesting and it's so fucked up.
I went on like a rant. Okay. Moving on.
Woosa, Haley, woosa. Breathe.
So, moving on. So, Stray Kids, Bang Chan, Felix, Hyunjin, and Sungmin were actually on New York Z100. I guess it's a radio, like a radio station over there. It was kind of cool to see because
we watched the whole thing
together. It was funny because like I feel like Bang Chan and Felix were talking the whole time, and Hyunjin and Sungmin were kind of like embarrassed and shy. I don't know why
Sungmin can freaking speak English better than any other like non. Like
I was like, is he pretending that he can't speak English?
Well? He ended up talking a little bit at the end. I mean, you can see Bang Chan always trying to get them involved, too.
I love him because, like, he always, like, I know him and Felix wanted to answer a lot of the questions, but they're like, he turns it to, like, Hyunjin and Sungmin and, like, what do you guys think? Like, what is your favorite thing? Blah, blah, blah.
I love that the fact that when Sungmin has a chance, he's savage.
Oh, yeah, always to Bang Chan. Bang Chan's a grandpa.
Called him grandfather or something.
Not even dad this time. It's just grandpa.
He said, because I think the question was like, or like the thing was like, you had to say something nice about like the member to your, like to your left or right or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then when Hyunjin was there, because Bang Chan had Felix.
Yeah, Felix.
His Aussie brother.
Australian brother.
Felix had Hyunjin.
Right. Of course, that's like easy. BFF.
He could talk for days about Hyunjin. Hyunjin had Sungmin. Hyunjin was savage too. It was awesome.
Yeah, Hyunjin was like nothing.
And then I feel like the hosts were like, "Wait a second, for reals?" Like they didn't know what to say. But
and he's like, "Yeah,
if
nothing."
If you didn't know Hyunjin better, like yeah, that's usually what he would have said. Yeah. And then Sungmin, of course, had Bang Chan, so it's perfect. I was like, "Oh, this was set perfectly."
Yeah, he's like, he's so old.
He's like, "Oh, like Bang Chan is like you're expecting him to say father, like the father of Stray Kids." No, he's like the grandfather of Stray Kids.
Oh, it's like a running joke.
And then fucking Bang Chan's just cracking up. He's like, "Son of a bitch!" In his head, he's like, "This bitch."
I mean, that's just their dynamics. Also,
it's like, yeah, you appreciate it if you knew the dynamic for real. Right. So Stays really had fun with that.
And then so there was also the segment for the show. They asked kids, basically asked Stray Kids questions. And some of the funny ones was like, are you rich? Like one of the kids just straight up asked like, hi, blah, blah, blah. I'm 7 years old. And then my question is, are you rich? And then Bang Chan was like, yes, we're rich with Stay's love. Like,
come on.
Like, of course he would say something like
that.
Of
course he'd say that.
And then another question was like asking like if they are playing any games, and Felix said,
I thought he was going to say Genshin Impact, but I guess he's over it now.
He's playing Call of Duty.
I wish he said Star Rail.
I wish. And then Hyunjin said that he's been watching a lot of anime.
Yeah.
I don't know what anime, probably like everything. I wish he would go in more detail with that.
He didn't want to go full weeb.
I know. Damn it. But anyway, there's also a new Stray Kids code.
He didn't even say anime. He said animation.
Animations. And then Bang Chan corrected it.
Bang Chan put him on blast.
He's like, anime?
He's like, oh, anime. He was just probably like, this son of a bitch.
Yeah, he didn't even say putting him on blast. So also, there's going to be a new Stray Kids code this Thursday, bedtime bingo hell. And there's also going to be a second part next Tuesday. And a lot of people were like confused because Stray Kids Code comes out on Thursdays usually. And so they're like, why is this coming out on a Tuesday? And people are speculating, like, are they going to drop something on Thursday, like a teaser or something? So we'll see. Because we'll it's very like off brand because it's always on Thursdays for them.
Ooh, so. Sounds like us. Always on Thursdays.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, so just keep an eye out on that.
That's it, I think.
I talk too much because I fucking ranted.
Don't worry. We talked way more than that earlier, too. Also, because I actually watched a bunch of Eugene stuff, but we have no time. And then next week. Yunche. So, like, when we find the week where it's like it doesn't seem like it's too freaking crazy, then I'll talk about it. But, yeah, so thank you, everyone, for tuning in, as always. We'll be uploading ITZY videos, right, Haley? We actually used one of Haley's video, her Yeji video.
Yes. I have a lot of good Yuna fan cams and Yeji fan cams.
I hope you'll be blessing us with it. I hope so.
I need to delete stuff off my phone because I have no freaking space.
So, yeah. And I'm worried don't forget K-Con. To save that first, too. Oh, yeah. KCON, you're going to need to wipe your phone.
Yeah.
Wipe it clean.
Boy next door.
So, yeah. Thank you for joining us, as always. Don't forget to like, hit that notification bell, subscribe, and follow wherever you're tuning in. Ratings, we appreciate. Thank you to all those that have been listening and actually staying till the end and doing the ratings because, you know, more ratings have been dropping also on Spotify. So thank you there and also Apple Podcasts because I think Apple Podcasts is like a full on like a review rating too. So thank you for actually taking the time to do that. Haley, they can actually chat and talk to us and simp with us and laugh with us, cry with us and send stuff to us. Where can they do that?
DM us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast, and then if you want to check out our videos, we also have a TikTok, but we don't really update it anymore. So just
I'd stick to Instagram.
Yeah, at Permission to Stand Podcast.
I'm like
thinking
of doing YouTube, but man, the YouTube Shorts, it's been because I know it does super well too. Maybe I'll one day upload stuff there. It's just a lot of stuff, especially because
having like multiple like social media platforms,
especially because this is not like our like life, no, right? It's not our career. Our careers, we're both nurses. So thank you everyone for tuning in, as always. To the next episode, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
With the summer sizzle starting to fizzle, cooler heads are looking to lock in a wellness routine fit for the fall and beyond. Lucky for you, Ritual's high standards don't drop with the temperature. Fully committed to traceable science and sourcing, Ritual is shaking up the supplement industry with high-quality ingredients and scientifically developed formulas. With them, you know what you're taking, where it comes from, and why it's important. They've got every base covered, from their clinically backed women's 18-plus multivitamin to groundbreaking options like stress relief and sleep melatonin, which both use first-of-its-kind BioSeries technology designed to optimize formula delivery. And right now, for a limited time, get up to 40% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.